Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much. Jeremy, thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. Tom Anastasi is here, too. Tom is a great member of our Brain Trust, longtime member. He's the author of The Successful Entrepreneur, and he is helping young entrepreneurs, budding entrepreneurs, grow their entrepreneurial skills through the work he does as a professor at Boston College and other instant finance institutions in that area who use his outstanding perspectives on leadership and management. And we're the beneficiaries of that on this show. He's teaching us a lot about these things. Tom Anastasi, welcome back.
Oh, thank you very much.
It's good to have you back. Tom, in the last couple of times you've been joining us, we've been talking a lot about leadership. Is there anything left to say about leadership?
Oh, my gosh, yes. You know, we had talked about leadership styles before, but a couple that we didn't get a chance to talk about were the coaching style and the pace-setting style.
Coaching and pace-setting.
Yeah, so with coaching, what you do is...
Let's stop for a second.
Yeah.
Establish for us again the concept of more than one leadership style. I mean, a lot of people think, well, you're either a leader or you're not a leader. You know, you're just a leader. But you're saying that there actually are multiple styles of leadership.
Oh, sure.
So help remind us, those who might not remember, remind us what you mean by all that.
Yeah, well, there's several styles you can go with. There's the coercive style in which you just tell people, this is what we're doing, and don't
right.
really listen. And remember, that's very efficient because it's going to get things done.
My way or the highway.
You know, and maybe your way is the best, but
yeah.
you live and die by
yeah.
your way.
Right.
And that can also dampen a lot of enthusiasm because people are no longer going to be creative because you're doing all the creating. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
In the affiliative style, everybody's your buddy. And, you know, it's okay, let's all get together and let's all be friends. And that can be a great work environment, but sometimes it's tough to have to kind of, you know, pull rank with your friends,
mm-hmm.
Because ultimately you are the one in charge. As you can see, there's a theme that
right.
too much is good.
And what I remember, Tom, was you told us before that in any given day or any given half day or hour, you could move back and forth from one or more of these styles, maybe not all of them in your lifetime, but at some point in time, you're more likely to be one type of leader, but you could, you know, morph into another style for a certain circumstance, right?
Right, because just naturally, we all have, let's say, two or three leadership styles that we just gravitate towards.
We call on, yeah.
Part of our personality.
But there's one that seems to be the more dominant one. Now that we've sort of established that, now talk to us about these other two.
Yeah. And so the other one is the coaching style. So in the coaching style, you help people become the best version of who they are. You take all of your experience and you share it with people so they can really flourish. And you know, this is one of the styles that most entrepreneurs really find the most gratifying because they sit there and they've got this wealth of experience that they get to share. And one of the things is that on the one hand, it's good for people who really want to learn and really want to take that to become as good as they can possibly be.
Mm-hmm.
Because one of the interesting things is that when I do leadership programs with very senior managers, I always ask them the same question. I said, are you a better leader now, or were you a better leader 20, 25 years ago? And guess what people say? I'm a better leader now.
I would think
well,
so.
Why? Because I've learned from all my mistakes, and I've learned from all of my successes and all of the mistakes and successes of everybody who I've been in contact with.
Mm-hmm.
So you've got this accumulation of experience. And that's why, and so that accumulation of experience, they can share with others. And many people, when they start their business, they've been working for other people for a very long time and have this accumulation of experience and want to really share it. And it's a wonderful part of their life. It doesn't work with people who don't really care. And or think that they know everything.
Yeah.
And so you got to be very careful about that. And then also the other thing you've got to be careful about is you can train somebody and it may go off and go off and do something else, or even worse, maybe work for a competitor. That's an overhead cost of business.
Does the coaching style work with Gen Y?
It does.
I thought you said coaching didn't work when people don't care. Sorry,
well,
I couldn't resist that.
I know. Gen Y is fascinating because you cannot clump them into one group. However, there is a gender difference in coaching. And women are way more coachable in the business world than men.
Really?
Because men think they know everything. Women realize, I don't know everything. Please, you know, show me what to do.
Well, men know they know everything. We don't just think we know. We know everything.
Exactly. And for women, as soon as they've learned everything that you can teach them, then they learn more.
Right.
And there is a vast gender difference in that.
So there's more of a difference in coaching leadership style in dealing with genders than there is in generations.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
Interesting.
This isn't saying that men can't be coached, but as a very large sample, women typically want to learn. Guys just say, show me the pictures, I'll figure it out.
Right. Exactly. Yeah. No, that it's true. It is true. If you give a man and a woman, you're trying to help them get somewhere, the women would rather have the directions, the men would rather have the map.
Mm-hmm. Exactly, and women by far are better students on a large sample, and we mm-hmm. know this because when we do research on multiple choice exams, which
right.
are, you know, everything else is, women tend to score 8 to 10 points higher on a regular basis.
Very interesting. Is that because they're smarter, Tom?
Yeah, probably.
20 after. We got to get our points whenever we can, Tom. Tom Anastasi and I will be right back. His book is called The Successful Entrepreneur, America's Dream, done right by Dr. Tom Anastasi.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.